Tropical Depression 10, 2005, from Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia, at en.wikipedia.org. Tropical Depression 10 was the 10th tropical cyclone of the record-breaking 2005 Atlantic hurricane season. It formed on August 13th from a tropical wave that emerged from the west coast of Africa on August 8th. As a result of strong wind shear, the depression remained weak and did not strengthen beyond tropical depression status. The cyclone degenerated on August 14th, although its remnants partially contributed to the formation of Tropical Depression 12, which eventually intensified into Hurricane Katrina. The cyclone had no effect on land and did not directly result in any fatalities or damage. Meteorological history. On August 8th, a tropical wave emerged from the west coast of Africa and entered the Atlantic Ocean. Tracking towards the west, the depression began to exhibit signs of convective organization on August 11th. The system continued to develop, and it is estimated that Tropical Depression 10 formed at 1200 UTC on August 13th. At the time, it was located about 1600 miles, 2600 kilometers, east of Barbados. Upon its designation, the depression consisted of a large area of thunderstorm activity with curved banding features and expanding outflow. However, the environmental conditions were predicted to quickly become unfavorable. The depression moved erratically and slowly towards the west, and wind shear inhibited any significant intensification. Late on August 13th, it was, quote, beginning to look like Irene Jr. as it undergoes southwesterly mid-level shear beneath the otherwise favorable upper-level outflow pattern, end quote. The wind shear was expected to relent within 48 hours, prompting some forecast models to suggest the depression would eventually attain hurricane status. By early August 14th, the shear had substantially disrupted the storm, leaving the low-level center of circulation exposed from the area of convection, which was also deteriorating. After meandering, the storm began to move westward. Forecasters expected it to resume a northwestward track, as high pressure to the south of Bermuda was forecasted to weaken, and another high was predicted to form southwest of the Azores. By 1800 UTC, on August 14th, the strong shear had further weakened the storm, and it no longer met the criteria for a tropical cyclone. It degenerated into a remnant low, and the National Hurricane Center issued their final advisory on the cyclone. Moving westward, it occasionally produced bursts of convective activity before dissipating on August 18th. Tropical Depression 12 formed over the southeastern Bahamas at 2100 UTC on August 23rd, partially from the remains of Tropical Depression 10. While the normal standards for numbering tropical depressions in the Atlantic stipulate that the initial designation be retained when a depression regenerates, satellite imagery indicated that a second tropical wave had combined with Tropical Depression 10 north of Puerto Rico to form a new, more complex weather system, which was then designated as Tropical Depression 12. In a reanalysis, it was found that the low-level circulation of Tropical Depression 10 had completely detached and dissipated. Only the remnant mid-level circulation moved on and merged with the second tropical wave. As a result, the criteria for keeping the same name and identity were not met. Tropical Depression 12 later became Hurricane Katrina. Impact. Because Tropical Depression 10 never approached land as a tropical cyclone, no tropical cyclone watches and warnings were issued for any land masses. No effects, damages, or fatalities were reported, and no ships reported tropical storm force winds in association with the depression. The system did not attain tropical storm status. As such, it was not designated a name by the National Hurricane Center. The storm partially contributed to the formation of Hurricane Katrina, which became a Category 5 hurricane on the Saffir-Simpson hurricane scale and made landfall in Louisiana, causing catastrophic damage. Katrina was the costliest hurricane and one of the five deadliest in the history of the United States. This sound file and all text in the article are licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 Unported License, available at http://creativecommons.org/licenses by-sa/3.0.